Well, I was contacted by an organisation representing First Source yesterday to say that there was going to be 63 redundancies, 50 of them in the Derry area. And obviously the loss of any jobs is a blow to the workers and their families, but also to Derry in the northwest. So it's very concerning. And First Source, as you might remember, laid off a large number of workers last summer as well. So there seems to be a pattern here of redundancies and layoffs. And it is, so I've contacted the company, contacted First Source. I'm eager to have a meeting with them to impress upon them that, the impact that the loss of these jobs will have. And if there is a way for the company to keep the workers on rather than laying them off in a different capacity if necessary. So I think that that's the, this is what we know so far. You know, a very profitable organisation. The workers in Derry at its facility here have probably made them a lot of money over many years. And I think that, there has to be a way to protect these jobs. Yeah, well, there's three things that we would emphasise. One is, we want to meet with the company now, and I've been in contact with the Aegis Trade Union about doing whatever we can to support the workers in their redundancy claim or in an effort to kind of protect the jobs. So that's the first thing that we'll help workers with in whatever way we can. And the second one is, this is another example why joining a trade union and getting trade union recognition is very important. That has happened recently at Seagate after a long, long campaign. And I think that having a trade union, when there is proposed layoffs, when there's proposed changes to terms and conditions, it makes a big, big difference if you have a trade union and representatives that are there to represent you and negotiate with the company in a very formal way. The workers here don't have a union. They don't have trade union recognition, so that puts them in a much weaker and more vulnerable position. So that's the second thing we would urge all workers to follow what the Seagate workers have done and join a trade union. And you can see when this happens why having a trade union makes a huge difference. And then the third one is, this is a call centre and they have received funding from Invest NI, and we think that for organisations and corporations that get funding from Invest NI, there should be accountability, meaning that they need to be in negotiations with the relevant minister, with council, about the impact that job layoffs might have on the area and on workers. And they allow the government and others to do everything we can to work with the company to make sure that the layoffs don't happen. So this is about the kind of economic model that Invest NI have promoted, which is handing a lot of public money to corporations who make huge profits, where there's no trade union, and where companies tend to make decisions on a short-term basis about short-term profits, and it has a huge impact on the area. And that doesn't develop a good economic foundation, for the long term.